course, are listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 25th day of September, 2014, a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason on the phone line from CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, is Dan Zwicker. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Let's talk about the marketplace, what you think about the trade today, and what your charts are telling you about where this marketplace might be headed and what the Fendum fundamentals might be telling you if that's something different.
Well, one thing I wanted to clear up, last week when I was visiting with you about Acres, I made the comment that the Informa group was the leader in talking about sharply lower planted acres than what USA would publish. And I need to give credit to the Golkey Group. The Golkey Group have been basically talking about lower planted acres basically since May based upon some of their survey work they did. So Jerry's been more out front on this acreage issue than anybody has been. And I just wanted to point that out. Today's market is basically reflecting ideal harvest weather. The combines are starting to spread out across the area. I mean, basically up until this week, it was pretty well confined to the far southern areas. Now we're starting to see it spread out. Still hearing excellent yield reports. So that has the trade thinking that USA is going to bump up the yield on the October report, and it's questionable whether or not USA will change acres on the October report. They have in the past, but that doesn't necessarily mean they will do it this year. They may wait till November, or they may go real slow and maybe not do any changes until you get into January. So you never know about the acreage issue, but you do know that with the yields that we're hearing is are awfully good and would probably warrant another bump up in yield expectations on the October crop report.
How much of a bump do you suppose?
Well, we're at like 172, I think, USA came out with. I think the trade is kind of in that 176 maybe. Maybe a four bushel bump up. The people that are correlating this year's record crop to the record crop that we had in 2004 and 1994 says that maybe that if we use the same percentage above trend line, we could go above 180. That's just, you know, that's just correlation from the previous crop years. I think we'll take one step at a time, but the yields are real good in the areas that really normally don't produce 200 and some bushel corn. They're producing 200 bushel corn, so that's going to bump up the national average.
And what does that tell you about the chart picture as you look forward?
Well, I've been looking at 308 on beef corn for a long time, basically since 4th of July weekend. I kind of viewed we came out of that weekend gap lower. I viewed that as the halfway point of a move measured off of the spring high there, about 517. And that would project to move down to this 508 area. And, you know, once you get to 508, you know, what's 505 or 504 or 5, you know, or I'll take that back, 308 or 305. We'll get into the low threes. If the low threes can hold it, then the next step down, the way I'm reading the chart, would be a move down to the 280s. But we have awfully wide basis levels due to the transportation mess up that we have currently in the Midwest. I understand like basis levels in the Dakotas are like a dollar and a half under. So we're already back to $1.50 type corn in some parts of the Midwest already.
Well, that is a very low price for corn over the years. Have you learned how to deal with low-price corn in any particular way that helps producers make it through the process?
Well, it's going to be a rough year or two if the crop is as big as what everybody wants to make it. But the function of low prices is to discourage production and encourage demand, just the opposite of what the high prices between 07 and 2012 were. When we had the $5, $6, and $7 corn, that was to increase production and cut back on demand. And now we're doing the opposite. So there's no doubt that these lower prices, I think, will stimulate demand. But stimulating demand is more of a longer term situation than anything. We've got big crops in Europe this year. We'll see what happens in South America. We're going to have a lot of competition for corn and wheat exports. It doesn't, at least the way we look at it right now, it doesn't look like our exports are going to be as strong this coming year as they were this past year. So, but we get into the lower prices and we should see, you know, some pickup of demand, but it does look like it's going to be a rough year or two, at least for right now, probably similar to probably what we had in the mid-'80s.
And while we have not moved large swings in the soybeans by comparison, of course, to what their limits are for the day, we have been steadily moving lower over a series of days, down another 14 cents today at $9.22¾ in the November contract. How much more downside is there in this marketplace?
Well, the next step down, I think, is a step on down to the 8.875 area, but we will find some kind of benchmark support probably around the $9 area. We kind of broke underneath this 9.37. We had like three closes, real tight closes in that area. If you use that as a measuring point to swing off of last week's high, or the high at 9.99 and three quarters, that would signal that we could go down as low as 7.70 or 8.75. I think that's, you know, the at least short term objective anyway. But you know, there's really no bottom in it as long as producers are going to have to move a grain into the pipeline. Now, if they hold it off the market, I say one advantage of this slow start to harvest is that we are using a certain amount of daily grind each day, so that, you know, takes corn away from what needs to be stored. But the weather forecast, at least for right now, sounds like we're going to really go at it here for 5 to 7 days anyway, and we'll see what kind of pressure that puts on the market as we go into probably next week.
Okay, thanks so much. Any final word from you before I let you go for the day?
You say you got an Aggie coming on after me to say hi, and maybe I'll see him in Arlington Saturday.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. Have fun at the game.
Okay.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us here on the closing market report for this Thursday afternoon. You can always hear Dan again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's willag.org.